Monday night. Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Lamed Zayin. We're up to, we'll do Sif Beis, the Mishnah Berurah quickly. And Koranim Kolechat Pochav Mishloisha Psukim. Sif Aleph, we learned that there's a minimum of 10 Psukim, although theoretically there could be 9. It's really only Nogeya Parshas HaMolek, which is a complete Inyan Bifnei Atzmo. So there's one din of 10. We're going to see in Sif Gimel and in future Sifim in this, that each din has to be fulfilled. In other words, each aliyah has to be a minimum of 3, and the total laning has to be a minimum of 10, or 9, or 10. We'll call it 10. And each one, you can read 10 psukim, but if you give one guy an aliyah and he only reads 2 psukim, you messed up. You have to, we'll see. You know, that's 2 separate dinim. There has to be 3 aliyahs, and each aliyah has to have a minimum of 3 psukim. And then there's a din that the laning has to be a minimum of 10 psukim in total. So if they says in korinim kolachat pochim b'shloisha psukim, shnayim korin shlosha shlosha vechad kori arba, that's the minimum. We have a set thing in the siddur and the chumash, or you know how they lane Monday, Thursday, and Shabbos by mincha. Some poskim can wonder why we ever lane more than 10 psukim. Like, who came up with that brilliant idea? Why are you being matriach the tzibur? There's absolutely no necessity for it. You're going to lane everything over again anyway. Why in the world be matriach the tzibur for more than 10 psukim?
Sometimes you can't stop it.
Sometimes, but it's relatively rare. The Ezer Mehem Shekori Arbo, Ezer Meshubach. Again, they used to give an aliyah, and the person that got the aliyah would read from the Torah. So the first guy that got the aliyah, if he read 4 psukim, like, cheers, he's not doing anything wrong. It's fine for the first person to read the 4th psukim. It's fine if the second person reads the 4th psukim, and it's fine if the third person reads the 4th psukim. Well, that's what we do. We read more than
the rest of
them. I don't know. Somebody at some point decided the way we do it. The poskim are bothered by it. Like, what right did anybody have to be matriach the tzibur more than 10 psukim's worth? You see, there's a hakpada not to make hosafos and not to have maftir. It also is tircha de tzibura. You see, the Gemara is very concerned with tircha de tzibura when it comes to laning on Mondays and Thursdays. So why, especially, you know, you hit Akev or A, like, whoa. At least by Kisisa, they didn't go so shady, like, you know. Okay, Mishnah Berurah, Beizah Mehem, Sukkot and Dalet, Kolomar, Demisha, Kori, Yosem, Mishabuch, Yoser. It's fine. A Rishon that reads 4 is fine, because we find in other places where Mechabed, the first one, Chashivus is the one that goes first. So, Achoshev, Choshev, Kodem. The middle one is the more Choshev, you find by the menorah. The middle Nair is the Choshev and Nair. The Amachron, Kara Arba. So we have the concept of Malin, Mekodesh, Vein Moridim. And therefore, lo kapdina al mi mehem shaziris atzmo, whoever chapped the rain and read the 4th psukim. The cholechot mehem has yesh lo tam l'shevach, shua roi l'zeh. Whichever one reads the 4th psukim, we have a cheshbon in Torah perspective why that's appropriate. V'nei, v'zman ha-gemara hoyo akurim la-Torah, korin la-asman ha-Torah. Whoever got an aliyah read. V'achshav sheshliach tzibu korin lahen, Yesh Deos Ben Akronim. So now there's a machlokas. Yesh Omrim, that now it should be said that the first and second person should read 3, and the fourth should read, and the third should read 4. What's the cheshbin? When they themselves are, so the Akronim explain as follows, that when they themselves are reading, so you see, you know, this guy chapter rhyme, this guy chapter rhyme, this guy chapter rhyme. But when the Baal Kore is doing it, so if he reads 4 for the first or second, it's like insulting to the others. Like he's favoring the others. When he reads 4 for the third, so there's no choice because he has to read a total of 10. So the first one read 3, the second one read 3, the last one has to read 4. So that's how it always is, according to these Akronim, when there's a Baal Kore, so that it shouldn't look like he's playing favorites, it's always 3, 3, 4. But the Yesh Cholkin al Zeh, and that's not a cheshbon, and it's not true. Now the Mishnah Berurah says the whole thing's not no gay anymore. The actual nispashet haminug shekorim b'mincha b'shabbos v'sheni b'chamishi till sheni, till we have next Shabbos sheni will read sheyikru b'shab kol haparsha rishona shall say the sheyikru b'shabbos habo kakosu b'sidurin. And someone decided where's Kohen, where's Levi, well, Kohen not, where's Levi and where's Israel. Ubetsuyin atzokas haparshim l'shlosha anoshim. The imshinim yiseder azeinim ha'akev, don't get excited, you don't have to follow what it says in the Siddur. It's of no relevance whatsoever. Of course, you have to be careful of the dinim, sometimes you're not allowed to stop. We'll be learning those as we go further in Hilchos Piyos HaTorah. That sometimes you're not allowed to stop in certain places, or there's a minig not to stop in certain places. But besides that, don't worry about what it says in the Siddur. It has no basis. Rakshal Koponim, you just make sure that nobody reads less than 3 psukim, and that there's no total of less than 10 psukim. Okay.
You shouldn't
check records
as well, or
is he stopped for sure not. Unless, of course, it's a place where you're not allowed to stop. We do correct it. Why? Because he'll be more embarrassed because he's making a mistake, right? He hasn't decided to do what the Mishnah Berurah just said. He's making a mistake. And he'll be, what? Yeah, you're wrong. And he'll be more embarrassed if you don't correct it, probably. Because he'll walk away and everybody will say, yeah, you messed up. What? The pasuk is Allah Moshe Sinai. The south pasuk is Allah Moshe Sinai. In fact, the Baal Korei, rather than Rishchei this way, I can't say that every month he goes, well, in Rishchei this, he makes a south, there's a trap for south pasuk, right? So he says, he says it's so possible. You really, Baal Korei should be more careful. Is there a sitter anywhere? A sitter will go. It really bothers me. I don't want to correct him because of my traumatic, I described already my trauma. So I don't correct anybody in my shul anymore about anything. But every Rosh Chodesh, and every other month, it's 2 days, goes, Viniskayem Chatsi and Yela Porsche, Yisayem Lalayim. Rubis, I am like Kevis, your yin. So, Allah Shodesh, Bechachol, Chachay, Ashma. It's not it. It's the trump of the soul person. It's really. What? On the word Yayin. Yeah, on the word Yayin. I mean, it's not a mistake. It is a mistake. It's the trump of the soul person. You're not supposed to do that. Yeah. Yeah, that's more important than getting a trump wrong. That's what's so ironic.
Same problem if he reads
the
one.
Yes, right. That you have to be mastered on. Even by bar mitzvah boys are mastered. I try to leave bar mitzvah boys alone, but not when it comes to psukim. This is very important to get the psukim straight. Okay. Let's go back to Siv Gimel. In Dilei Pasuk Echad, these things, let's say you skip a pasuk, below Koro, you skip the pasuk, you skip the line, a chleis. Reading in the Torah, skip the line. So a move in Mincha the Shabbos. Again, this is the klal. We read from the Torah, and we want to complete the Torah. We want to be able to dance on Simchas Torah, having completed laning, and that means every pasuk in the Torah. So that's every Shabbos. Monday and Thursday, Shabbos by Mincha. It doesn't matter if you miss a pasuk. It's not important in the scheme of things. You just have to lane and be yotzei the takana to lane and have 3 aliyahs. There's not a gay if you skip.
You read the wrong part.
You read the wrong part also, right? In Dilek Pasuk Echad below Koro, if he skipped the Pasuk and he didn't read it, in Ube Mincha B'Shabbos O B'Sheni B'Chamishi, the Koro Asar Psukim, and he read 10 Psukim, below Pasuk HaMadulog, without the Pasuk that was skipped, ain't a chozer, there's no reason to go back and to do anything. He read his 10 Pasukim. It doesn't matter that you missed the Pasuk, because you're going to read it Shabbos. The Imlav, but if there's no 10 Pasukim, then chozer, and we'll see, So let's say, so the person that you have to make another aliyah. I mean, it depends. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, like, when did they realize that they didn't even read 10 psukim? Abu B'Shabbos is different. Afilu Dimek Pasuk Echot Choser V'Korei. And again, we'll learn how to work it out. How do you go back and read that Pasuk? Afilu Echshes Echzen Atari. If they put back the parents here on Kodesh, Ramar Kodesh, Choser V'Korei, Hu Ishnayim Mimo. You have to take out the Torah. You got to read that Pasuk. And you can't just read one Pasuk. You have to read three Psukim. And you give the guy an Aliyah, and he... three psukim are read. Yeah, we'll see. Ba'filu hiftir v'spalel musaf choyze v'koyre. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah how bad it goes. One thing you should realize, we're going to come across this a lot of times, there's no din, unlike Megillah, there's no din not to read l'mafreya. The Sefer Torah, you can read. You have to read it every pasuk in the Torah, but it can be read l'mafreya. It can be read out of sequence. That's why, if it was, let's say, sometimes they chap later that a mistake was made, and which is the equivalent of missing a pasuk, a serious mistake was made. So the person should go back, but there's no reason to go back and read from that pasuk and on. He just has to go back and read that pasuk and then skip. And then continue from wherever he's up to. And that happened. I mean, it's not uncommon that should happen.
Even if the pasuk doesn't make sense,
a complete pasuk doesn't matter. You don't have to have the flow of the word, of the story, or whatever. It doesn't matter. Parshas HaMoadim, what we read on Yom Tov, Dinam Kamo Mincha B'Shabbos V'Sheni V'Chamishi, because again, the Iker is to complete the Torah by Simchas Torah, or that's our minute, to complete it every year. So Yom Tov is like Mondays and Thursdays. It doesn't matter if you skip a pasuk, you're going to read it anyway on the proper Shabbos. There is an inyan of Chovas Hayom that we're going to... That's the Korban Musaf. That's in the second Sefer Torah. We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah about that. He's talking about now Yom Tov Laining. Or they will, whatever the case may be. Okay. What?
Yom
Tov. They did or they will. It means they did or they will. Because you're missing a pasuk, so you're saying you're going to read it on Shabbos. Because you're going to read it on Shabbos. It doesn't matter that you skip the pasuk because it's been read on its proper Shabbos.
It wasn't read on its proper Shabbos. It's just an inyan on Yom Tov.
But if today's the only day you'd be reading it, then it would be like Shabbos. You would have to read it again because you missed the pasuk. It's because you're going to read that pasuk in its proper Shabbos. The chiddush of Chovas Hayom is that even though this is true, but maybe the Chovas Hayom kriya, which is musaf, the korbanos musaf, maybe that's a chiyuv in itself that has to be dealt with if you don't read it properly. So we'll see that in the Mishnah Berurah. Now let's see the Mishnah Berurah on Siv Gimel, Siv Katan, Hey. You skip the pasuk, but you read the 10 psukim. Umayri, and it's also talking about that each person read 3 psukim, at least. Uben kulam hoyu asara. Dimag yedeidila koreachat vachot b'shloshim psukim. If one of the aliyahs read only 2 psukim, then certainly afilu b'diavad, he has to read again, as we'll see in Siv Dalet, he has to get another aliyah, because he didn't really have 3 aliyahs. If one of the 3 aliyahs only read 2 psukim, so it means there were only 2 aliyahs. One aliyah does not count. Reading
all the same guy.
What?
All the same guy.
Yeah. You don't have to, but I think they suggest doing it just because we didn't really get his aliyah. Ain a chozer. If you just skip the pasuk, but you read 10, and each of the 3 read 3, to hakol asar psukim, to takonas chachamim, ain a pasuk hamadula koydus hayom, barbe yikreena b'shabbos sabo achro. The Imlav Chozer, Hainu Shakora Raktisha Psukim, he read only 9 Psukim, Benakol. Vafti Mavur Lakame Bisiv Dalid, Dibidiyevet, if you read 9 Psukim, you Yotze, even if it's not a complete Inyan, But here there's two flaws. First of all, you read less than two psukim, which is the primary takana, and also you skip the pasuk. We find that concept many times in halacha, that even if you do something which in itself is not gefarlich, but when you harte mereya, so it's called, you find it by Havdalah, we learned at night, if you forget atochan antanu, and you eat before Havdalah, then you have to daven shmona esrei over again, and say atochan antanu. Even though each thing in itself does not necessitate any tikkun, but when the two come together, it's called shana b'cheit. There the lashon is shana b'cheit. There the lashon is tarte l'reyosu. Goratzei v'chozer. But hai chozer means that if you remembered, if you realized it, after he made the bracha achrona, so, and he skipped the pasuk, and he only read nine psukim, so the one that skipped the pasuk, he makes again a bracha, and he reads three psukim, the pasuk that was skipped with another two, because you always have to read three psukim, and he makes the bracha l'achreha. So again, you skip the pasuk, and you only ended up reading nine. This is even if each one read three, but you only ended up reading nine, and you skipped the pasuk. You skipped the pasuk, and you ended up reading only nine. It could happen in Parshas Vayishlach. I believe Vayishlach till Sheni is exactly 10 psukim, if I remember correctly. So that would be a case where you lame and he skipped the pasuk, whatever happened. Or really, you know, we say you skip the pasuk, that just doesn't happen. But or he made a mistake, right? He made a mistake, and it was a serious mistake, and it's like he skipped the pasuk. Meanwhile, the guy made the bracha. So that Ali, I guess there is 3, 3, and 4. So the one that read 4, let's say, skipped the pasuk. But if the ones that read 3 skipped the pasuk, you anyway have a problem, because they only read 2 psukim. We're talking about each one read 3, but there was a total of 9, and a pasuk was skipped. So the one who skipped has to get another aliyah, make the bracha lefaneha, read 3 psukim, the pasuk that was skipped with another 2, and then make a bracha l'acharei. Sifkot m'ches. For Shabbos, even if you missed a pasuk, even mitzvah's a pasuk, even one word, if he didn't lane one word, tzarech lachzor l'kol, so you have to make up that missed pasuk. Yesh lahaschil mitchilos also pasuk, you read that pasuk and another 2. You did pasuk shalem. Chayz of the Kore, v'filu kol hashiv agavir, they made all 7 aliyahs already. Below pasuk amadulag, and they had the 7 aliyahs without the skip pasuk, but the pasuk has to be read, there's no way out of it. The haichozer means that he makes the bracha l'fanehu l'achreha. Even to read one pasuk that was skipped requires an aliyah, requires a bracha l'fanehu l'achreha, and of course therefore requires that two psukim be read with the pasuk that was skipped. The Omar Kaddish, if he said Kaddish already, chayz of the Kore, v'nira shadavkim adila koyu b'aliyahs harishonos. Avo, if it was in the 7th aliyah, or in the Hisafos, so there's no reason to go back and make an extra aliyah, because the maftir could just start from there. The maftir, whoever gets maftir, could read the this pasuk, and then continue laning. So he could start from the pasuk Hamadula Gatsofa Parsha. Okay.
Dean.
Red 3. The Mawadim is like Monday and Thursday. Umayri shall kaponim korala chamisha garbish leisha psukim. Again, same thing. The 5 aliyahs of Yontav each read 3 psukim. The Ilav Ochi, certainly you have to read over again. Umayim abogan avrom shagadav duadin amdila gave the posuk me apsukim shkorim besevedor ashniya lamafter abrochovus hayom. The hainu psukim korban musuk. So the Mogan Avrom says there also. Ain't a chozer. Unless he left out, I don't know how you skip a pasuk without leaving it out. I guess you have one pasuk. No. So you'll be over. I'll say, Olah Shabbat for Shabbat. It's a bad example because it's from Shabbos. But you know, Olas Shabbos B'Shabbato, Allah Shah Sabin the Nisqa is not an essential person. Vainu Bishad the Shir Bayom Rishon the Chalamoid Sukkis. Oh, he gives an example. Shekoran Lamafter Biyom Hasheni Biyom Hashlishi. Behudileg Biyom Hashlishi. I will be Shekoran Biyom Hasheni Havikilo Lo Kora Klal Mechodes Hayoim, because we know it's really Yom Shlishi. But if he only read Biyom Hashlishi and he didn't read Biyom Hasheni, so that's fine. Vainu Beli Yorabba Shos Evod Lefamim Afilo Dileg Rak Posuk Echod. If it was the Ikka Chayzus Hayyim, to go and Shadileg from Eshekorim Lamafter Biyom Rishon Shal Pesach Miposuk Vehikravtem Ulahola Ad Lechaper Aleichem. Okay, here's let's say Kriya. Oh, yeah, Chalamoid. So this, of course, in the second Sefer Torah. Yeah, he skipped, let's say, what's not essential is Milvad Olas Habokar Sheli Olas Atomet Asu Eseyla. And contrary to popular belief, it's not essential to say Tareyla, not essential. No, the last three Tzukim are non-essential. The first three are. The first four, really. The first four describe the Karbonos, so they're essential. But the last three are not essential. So if you skip the first three, you have to read it over. You have to take out and make an aliyah and read it. Because it's Chovas Hayom. In London, you would say, not because of Hukos Kriyas HaTorah, but not because you skipped the Pasuk per se, but because you didn't read the Chovas Hayom. You still have the Chovas Hayom to read.
Chanukah and Purim
are not. What? Probably on. Purim, you automatically didn't read 9. Hanukkah, the way they do it in Eretz Yisrael, they read the same day over and over. No, they read.
I'm thinking they have a
dinner. No, they do 1, 2, 3. They read the same day again. Again, it's not going to happen because
it's three and six.
If the third Aliyah read 5 Sukkim instead of 6, it doesn't matter. But on Hanukkah.
It has the same dinim as like a regular holiday?
Regarding what?
Regarding.
Well, as long as you read it, it's fine. In other words, the third Aliyah, how many Sukkim are in the Parsha of the Nesiyah? 6? Whatever it is, 5 or 6. So if he skips, it doesn't matter. If the third Aliyah skips, the wrong day also doesn't matter. Right. The Iker is, you read the Chovas Hayom, you read the Nesiyah. The Chovas Hayom of Chanukah is the Nesiyah. But the third Aliyah, but you have to only read it once. That's to hear it read once.
But it has the same Chovas Hayom as
Musaf on Yom Kippur. Okay, we'll stop there.